Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please forgive me tonight. This is the one, the only, the Hot Rod, a little bit underneath the weather. Deshaun gave me a sickness last night when we was hanging out, so please forgive my voice. But welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, one of the most. No matter what, I will still continue to do my job and piss people off. I am the Hot Rod, and I got the sickle who got the Hot Rod sick again.
Don't blame me. I still have my voice. It's Sean Black in the building once again. You got to find a way to get away with this weather because it keeps changing back and forth. That's what got you sick. Either that or you just didn't have enough to drink.
You know what? I only had like 3 drinks this weekend, or that was last night. I don't remember. But
good grief.
No, but it is true. The weather is crazy in New York City area. And today alone, it was hot, cold, rainy, and windy at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You can't keep up. And on the third line, I have the lovely, the talented, please do not call her princess. She's a queen. I learned that a few weeks ago. This is Lady T, everyone.
Yeah, you all got me sick. So we're all just sounding sick tonight. So it's a sick show.
I am not sick. I think you
are okay.
Sick.
It's the sick edition.
No. It's the sick edition. No, Sean Black is a sick in the head.
Go figure.
Hey. All right, you know what number, guys? 347-989-8402. I think that's the number. I can't see anymore. I'm done.
But good grief. This is going to be a struggle for our show today.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to try to pull 30 minutes. If I can't do 30 minutes, I'm out. Good night, guys. First off, I want to congratulate. I was shocked yesterday, like a lot of people know. This is a little bit sports thing. Just for a few minutes, but I want to congratulate Tiger Woods. After almost 10 years, finally won a major title in the golf tournament. Why is this a big deal? Because like I just said, I'm shocked. Sean Black, were you shocked by this? That after all these years, despite the personal struggle he's been through, all the demons he went through, are you shocked that he finally won a title?
I'm shocked at how he did it. I'm not shocked that he won because I've talked to many people over the years that since Tiger's gone through this stuff. And I remember both of us talking about this probably about 2 or 3 months ago and wondered, well, is Tiger ever going to be able to do it? I said, Tiger has at least 2 majors left in him between now and the time he becomes a quote-unquote senior. So I'm not surprised because at some point, he's going to win something, especially at Augusta, which is a course that doesn't necessarily change all that often. It's the same mm-hmm. course. It's not like some of these other courses where they'll change where the bunker is or they'll move a tree or et cetera. Augusta National has always been the same course for the most part. And they've tiger-proofed that thing for the longest. It's at some point, it was going to happen. I think he's got at least one more in it. He won a tournament last year, so people were starting to see, you know what, he's starting to finally look like he's going to do something. He's healthy. I think that's the most part. That's the biggest part. He's healthy, and he's not going through any scandal that we know of right now.
Well, good thing he threw that in that we know of.
Yes.
Like I said, I'm happy for Tiger Woods. He's the type of person that, you know, a lot of people say, nay, 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 he's never going to win. He should have retired. It was a lot of naysayers. But he paid no mind. And after 10 long years, he finally did it. He didn't care. He was continuing to play. And I just brought this up as something positive on one day on the show. And they always say, you know, you continue to believe in something, work hard at it, you never know. And continue to do it, and boom, it will happen. So, like,
were you guys really shocked? You were really shocked?
I was very shocked. I'm not going to lie.
You know, when I looked at it, he looked like the old Tiger with his dad right by his side. I kind of saw that vision for a second. Like, I believe he would have won it.
Yeah, I guess, like I said, after all these years, like, you know, between his health and his personal problems, I think got the best of him. I'm shocked by it. I'm not going to lie. That's why I'm happy for him. Like, I text Sean. I text all my golf fans. Like, oh my gosh, Tiger Woods did it, you know? But I do believe people deserve a second chance. And America loves a comeback story. That's one thing we know for sure. And this was like a great comeback. Hey, they told me in the golf stores, sales is skyrocketed for the red polo shirt that Tiger Woods was selling. Go figure.
Yes.
Go figure, you know?
Yes.
He won one title, and all of a sudden, everybody will become golf players again. So let's be honest. Most black people were not into golf until Tiger Woods got into it.
Well, let's also be honest. Golf needed Tiger more than Tiger needed golf.
Yes.
Up to that point. And the reason why I say that is because no matter how good the rest of the field would become, in all reality, they needed Tiger, and they needed to have his stamp on a golf tournament to get the ratings up, to get eyeballs there. Because remember, during the time that Tiger was really, really good, he never missed a cut in a major. And this is what he was doing over the last 6, 7, 8 years because of his knee, because of his back. There were times where he would take a swing and drop to his knees like, wow, this is what we're used to seeing now. He's reduced to taking swings and not being able to stand up. He could barely walk from one hole to the next to get to the ball. He didn't look like he was enjoying himself, and that was because he was always in pain because of the injuries, the surgeries, the personal issues with his family life and everything else that was going on. The issues that he had took it out of him, and I think that he finally got a lot of that under control, and he was able to focus just on golf. And that's exactly what he was able to do, and it worked. Because now, I'll guarantee you, the sponsors will be back. The ones that left him, they'll be right back after him, looking for the brand new and improved Tiger Woods. They're going to be looking at the endorsements are coming left and right, back to the shoe deals and being on T-shirts, et cetera, et cetera. He'll be back.
Puma is definitely going to want to endorse him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they better get on it.
Because society loves to tear down a superhero only to build him back up because they want the second act. And that's exactly what's happening right now.
And like I said, we all love a comeback story. And this is a good comeback. So the milk it Tiger Woods as much as you can, who knows when it's going to be the next drop. Well, talk about the next drop. I know Lady T don't care about this lady so much, but there's more to the story I like to bring up. Of course, I cannot stand Wendy Williams. It's no secret. Even though she has matured over the years, but last week, Sean Black had mentioned to me that she finally filed for divorce from her husband, Kevin Hunter. I think that's his name.
Yes.
And of course, like I told Sean Black, like every other story they sent me, who cares? I don't care. But the interesting part is of the story, they have a business. They run a business together. They run a TV production company together. Basically, Wendy Williams was the face of the company, and Kevin was the brains behind the company. Now, Tisha, do you ever see yourself, let's say you're going through a divorce, still working with your ex-husband or ex-partner in the same business together?
Yeah, I don't know. I would never say never because it depends on, you know, what we actually remember. She actually started with him as her manager.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they also have a foundation together, also a charity foundation. So it all depends. Don't forget, she doesn't have to be working side by side with him. I can have my assistant talk for me and talk to him. I don't have to speak to him. And can I just say one more thing? How you doing?
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I knew that was coming. I was like, oh, boy, she's going to do it.
I tried to avoid it. I tried to avoid that. And that's why I told you to record it. No, she had explored other people's relationships throughout the years. Yes, that's part of her job. No problem. You told me that, and I'm like, I respect that. But now you're asking for privacy about your relationship?
Realistically, she's not going to get privacy. She's really not going to get privacy. And don't forget, okay, in the media, it's what you also put out there. If your family can keep hush-hush about it, that would be great. You might have a few friends that might want to get you for some money. Hey, I'll tell them about this, this, and that. I'm sure that's how some of this stuff came out anyway. But aside from that, I think she could work with him from a distance. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because now Rema is a father again with somebody else's child. And like you said, the media will be on her case. And now she's leaving the sober house. I don't think she's going to handle this type of pressure right now. I mean, yes, she's going to find an assistant to, you know, do the talking. But at the same time, she stayed with this relationship for a long time, knowing that all the problems that was going through. As you and I, they read the stuff last night, how girls still stay in a toxic relationship. I'm like,
that they still have that ounce of hope.
But that's a problem.
The hope can destroy you.
Why you torture yourself? Why you torture yourself like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like Sean, last night, Big Red brought a good example of three girls is fighting over one guy. Why, if you know this guy is dating so-and-so, why you and somebody else want to put yourself in that same situation to fight over a man?
Here's the crazy thing. If we're looking at relationships and you're adding the extra layer of you're now working together, you own a business together, like, for instance, the Jeff Bezos thing. We know that he and his wife just got divorced, and they're both walking away with billions and billions of dollars. She's still going to have some say-so in the Amazon business. Bezos is obviously still going to be the controlling member of it because his name is the money that's involved in it, and that's what's going to help the business grow. If you have a production company where, from what I read, was the fact that, like you were saying, that Wendy was basically the face of the business, but they had known each other. They've been together for almost 30 years. They've been together like 25 years or somewhere along those lines, but they've been married for about maybe 10 or 15 years or whatever was the number. That's a long, long time. And to have an 18-year-old son involved in this situation from that marriage, and then on top of that, like you said, the business behind talking gossip, it looks to some degree hypocritical in a lot of people's eyes, that the fact that somebody that would make their money off of telling other people's business now has all of her business out in the street, as they say. But this is something
that
she always
stated. We call
that
karma.
You can call it karma if you want, but at the same time, she knew to some degree that her life, being the celebrity that she is, it was going to be out there. Now, as far as what's been going on, I saw, I think it was 50 Cent, who has had a big beef with her over the years, said some really foul things through Twitter and about her and the way she looked, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not even going to go into what he said. But what I will say is that when you are of that type of celebrity, and that is how you make your living, and that is what you did in your life for, 15 years or whatever she did on the radio, and you bring that same persona and business acumen with you on camera, when things happen in your life that looks salacious, it's going to come back and bite you to some degree. But she does have a lot of supporters. A lot of her fans are coming with her. And she was transparent to this extent, that she did say if something was happening in her marriage, you would know if she wasn't wearing her wedding ring. And that's when you started to see the cracks involved.
Well, she has to say something before the media, before TMZ will get on it right away. You know, if you watch her like a hawk. I'm just saying that one of my thing is, Wayne Williams has been on her show giving advice. Yes, that's part of her job. Relationship advice. One thing I do, I always find Simone is someone that gives me relationship advice, like, yeah, lady, leave that person. He's not treating you right, blah, blah, blah. But you're going through it yourself, too. It's one thing to give advice about the experience that you had, domestic, cheating, or whatever. But if you're going through the same thing, how can that person give you advice about that?
That's tough in the sense that... Yeah. I think anybody that's ever...
To me, that's an oxymoron. And, you know, we all have friends. We all have friends that act that way, too. They like to be up in our business trying to tell us what to do, but they're in the same situation just like us.
Exactly. And if you... for anybody that has ever gone through a divorce... You know you have to deal with your own emotions in the first place. Now you have to take into consideration the fact that you now have a business empire that you have to figure out how are you going to make an amicable split and what percentage is going to go where. Are you still going to be incommunicado with each other? Are you going to still be able to work together and separate? I know Dwayne Johnson, when he got divorced from his wife, they have a production company themselves, but even though they have a child together and they split, they're still, from what I understand, they're still best of friends. They call each other their best friends. And The Rock's ex-wife has since remarried. The Rock himself has a child with his current girlfriend, and they're all still friends. They're still running this production company together that they have, and they're still doing a lot of things business-wise that benefit each other. So it can work. It depends on what the relationship was in relation to how severe the split was. Was it a really bad split? Was it a irreconcilable differences type of split? Was it he cheated on me, she cheated on me, he beat me, she beat me? Was it something along those lines? And if it's something that you can work through where you can stomach the other person and yet take the emotions out and work on just the business side, it can be done.
It sounds like you're talking from experience.
No, I don't know.
And that's a key word that you said, take the emotions out. People need to take the emotions out of a lot of things.
And that's a lot of really hard things.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to do when you're dealing with money and business.
Yeah,
emotions,
a lot of
emotions
things.
Trust me, you and everybody else were going through emotions last night on the menu show on Block Talk Radio.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of emotions
here
going
on. Were we going through emotions? Or did we not get any answer from the men?
I'm going to have to download this podcast so I can listen to it. I must have missed the doozy.
Okay, Sean. If a lady slept with a guy twice, two or three times, give or take, is that a sign for a future relationship? Or just like, you know what? You know, it's just a bang-bang type of thing from a guy point of view.
From a guy's point of view? I think it depends on how close if there was any closeness involved either before, during, or after the sex.
Oh, gosh, I swear, but you just know how to ruin everything.
No, because you know what it is?
I love Sean.
For a lot of guys, it's not just so cut and dry, you just had sex with somebody three times. It just must be a hookup.
No.
There may be something wrong.
And some guys are not even counting.
Sean, if you just have sex with a lady, I'm not saying the guy cannot say, I love you right away. It takes time, right? A lady might be looking for a relationship. You know how most men are immature. They're not ready for that. So why, you say closeness. Most guys just want to say, wham, bam, thank you, man. On to the next. Why guys like you, yes, like you, always have to turn things around and try and make it look softy, mushy, mushy.
It has nothing about being softy, mushy, mushy. It has everything to do about what that person actually wants. There are a lot of people on this planet that actually do know what they want. And some people, all they want is a quick fix. Others want more than that. And there are some people on this planet that there are some guys that can go into a quick hit 'em up one-night stand thing and that's all they want, and they're happy. Others aren't like that. Same
yeah,
for certain
okay.
women. Some women can be that way
guy,
also.
Well, the guy looked for a quick fix. He bagged some girl, and
okay.
the girl came back. You think the guy would turn it down? No. The guy
probably
will, hey, she's
not.
Coming back with some more. No. So, once again, two or three times, he's liking it. Hey, he's just getting for a vagina. A woman could be liking it. Well, maybe she's looking for something more. Right?
True.
Okay. But we all agree that there's supposed to be open communication in this type of thing, right? We all talk about open communication. But now with since we're in a sensitive moment now, with you got to be careful what you say, is open communication still out in the open now? It's still on for a table? Or you have to be careful what you say to a certain degree?
You also have to be true to who you are, because people go into relationships and they are trying to feed into the facade that they give other people. And they're not being truthful to who they are themselves. You may, on the outside, say all the right things, but on the inside, all you're looking for is a one-night stand. If that's what you're looking for and you communicate that with the other person and the other person is okay with it, or even if they're not okay with it, at least it's out there. Whereas opposed, there are a lot of people in a lot of these relationships that do, they say one thing and do the opposite, and that's where the problems and the consternation comes from. And that's what has to be looked at going in. Now, if you're doing a one-night stand and you like what you're getting, and then the other person is getting into that one-night stand and they're taking it for something else develops out of it, and then all of a sudden you're putting a business involved, or you're putting a, I got this idea for this new business I want to try. Why don't you go ahead and we hook up with it because we're so compatible, and then one thing leads to another, and they're both signed on to a business that one person either is going to have a lot in name, more power than the other. One person is going to be the face of the business, or one person is going to be the hands-on money person in the business. They grow a lot of money. Things don't work out, and then everything falls apart. But somebody is going to have the controlling interest, and somebody is going to be on the outs. And this is kind of the problem that we're starting to see now, because this is probably becoming much more prevalent, I think, than we would probably have been led to believe otherwise.
Remind me to get advice from William Williams before I get advice from you first. Remind me for that part, okay? Please. You about to make me puke right now, okay?
You know why? Because you know what I'm telling you is the truth. That's
exactly
the reason why
you
want to puke.
You're speaking nonsense, as always. You're speaking nonsense. There's the fact, there's a picture, and there's a right way and there's a wrong way. You always try to talk the right way. I just speak the goddamn fact. Other than that, that is the difference between you and I. But we got 954. You're on the air.
Hello, guys. How you doing? This is Big Red and Al.
Hey,
how
you
doing? How y'all doing?
Huh? Oh, my night just got worse. My night just got worse now. Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, God.
You can't hear
me. Why does my night got to get worse when I come on?
He can't handle the truth. Okay, I was listening to a little bit. I wasn't in the beginning, but I just heard about something with relationships. So can you kind of
continuation from last night on the menu. About, you know, No.
I missed something, see? Now I really have to hear this podcast.
Now you see why. Yes.
No, from the question you brought up, Big Red, how many times can a woman have sex with someone, with a guy, until something happens, like a relationship happens or whatever? And as always, Sean went on and on trying to be Mr. Perfect, that he is, lying to the public out there.
Well,
so wait, he's basically saying that, all right, how many, like, okay, it's like, okay, I'll say it a little more simpler, like, okay, he's trying to say basically, like, can sex lead into a relationship, basically?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you like this, and I'm going to tell you something, and I don't know if it's just a young person, you know, I don't know if it's just like a young person thing, or maybe it's just something that's happening these days, but I had a friend of mine tell me
that's you know, that's how he got into a relationship. He started having sex with the young lady, and then they just got into a relationship. So now maybe that's the trend these days. I guess that's how it goes.
Well, we sound like we're old people now, but we're still young, and that's the crazy part.
But
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. No, I was just saying, like, yeah, you're right. It's like, it sounds kind of crazy, but if you think about it, once again, we going back to, like, social media, the music. Is there, like, that song by, who is it? I can't think of it right now. I know Cardi B is in the song. And they were, it's a line in the song that the guy says. He was like, I'm gonna kind of clean it up. It's like, if you have sex one time, then you just piping her. If you have sex two times, then you like her. If you have sex three times, then you gonna wife her. And I'm like, all right, so guess what?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I can't think of the song at this moment. But it's like, okay, so now you try. So once again, you're putting something. Once again, rap is a big influence for these young people, and you know, rap has been a big influence for all of us. But that's what I'm saying. So now, once again, the music is a big influence. So now, people are going to think, oh, all right, well, if I F her three times, I'm wifing that.
We're sounding so old on this because, listen, guys, we sounding like our parents when it was the 90s. We had the Yin Yang Twins and Shake That Thing and all of this crap. Like, just stop. We had music like that.
No.
Dr. Dre and Snoop.
No.
Did y'all not hear the skits on that?
No, but I think overall, like, back then, dating, you go out, you get to know the person first. Like we talked about last night. You won't go to the movies with a first date right away. You don't know the person. You're supposed to go out to, in our age back then, to, I don't want to say McDonald's, but McDonald's, like those type of shops, you know, to have shakes or whatever. No, I'm being honest. Back then, we went to McDonald's or whatever to get to know each other.
Yeah,
let's be honest. But now it's like, okay, what's your name? Tanisha? Okay, Tanisha. Meet me at the hotel, then we get to know each other. Based on your profile picture.
It's not even that. How about they just... Oh, yeah, profile. That's the first... I had my niece, and she, at that time, she was like in her early... Maybe her early 30s or something like that. And she said she went to a get-together, and the guy liked her and everything. Next thing you know, he's like, oh, what's your Facebook? What's your Instagram? It's like, whoa. Can you ask for my number for? Why do you need my Facebook and Instagram? Well, so you can stalk my page and be doing all kinds of beating meats and all that other stuff. No, you ain't doing all that.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
But you know what? It's funny that people don't ask you for numbers anymore. I don't need big red number. As long as I got your social media, I got everything that I need to know about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Quote, unquote.
Exactly.
Quote,
even if
unquote.
You got the person's number, no one's going to remember it anyway because nobody remembers or writes down anything. If it's not in your phone, then they don't know who it is. And it could be somebody you've known for years and years and years. You know I don't know your phone number. They just text me. And that's the way we live in nowadays.
Yeah,
I know Sean Black for 20 years. I still don't know his number. No,
you see my point. That's my point exactly.
K-Dog, what's up?
What's up, everybody? Good evening,
K-Dog,
everybody.
K-Dog, what's up?
Okay, K-Dog, your time to ruin. Time for you to ruin the moment. Go ahead, ruin the moment.
What do you mean time for me to ruin the moment? Hey, man, listen, look. I ain't ruining nothing. Well, first up, I got to say what's up to everybody. Everybody, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
Of course.
And what's up, Hot Rod? See, when I said ladies and gentlemen, I just said, all right.
You just wasted 10 minutes already.
Okay.
You should have just said ladies and Sean.
Oh, damn.
I can't with
y'all.
Oh,
damn. Well, anyway, I was listening to the show, man, and I just got to, and you know, a repeat of what happened last night, man. That dream was crazy. But anyway.
Yes.
Damn. I'm trying to get my quarter across now. I'm making me laugh. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
All right. Now, serious face now. People, let's get serious now. All right. Now,
15
minutes. in the course of relationships, right now it is like relationships have changed over the years. And Hot Rod, he's going to shock you, but I agree with you, because back in the days, man, you just, you know, invited a girl out to a place like McDonald's. You took her out. You took her out to the movie. You try to get to know her. But in the recent years, we've seen of modern technology. Now, it's going to come as a shock. For once, I'm not going to blame social media. I'm not going to blame modern technology.
What?
I'm going to blame the people who misuse this kind of medium, who misuse social media, who misuse modern technology for their own benefits. Because you know what? These days,
what's today's
people
date?
On
today's
date,
date
is April the 15th.
All right,
the
Kate O'Neill,
good
point.
April,
mark it down. Kate O'Neill, good point.
Now,
mark it down, ladies and gentlemen. Mark it down. Go ahead.
Hey man, I'm you know, I'm just gonna keep it 100%. When it comes to that, unfortunately, people have misused it. Over the years, like I said, back in the days, you know, when you enter into the chat rooms, people would be chatting and stuff, trying to meet each other. People would exchange numbers. Nobody seems to give a damn about exchanging numbers, and nobody seems to get to know the person anymore. Because you know what? This is the thing that's running things in all of this. Sex and money. That's running the whole damn thing.
Yeah, but sex and money been running things forever, for a century.
Oh, yeah, no. I agree with you. I understand that. It has been running for centuries, but it's now more than ever because, unfortunately, people are not trying to get to know the other person. You're not trying to get to know the girl. You just want to see what she could give you. And,
you know why that is, K-Dog? It's because everybody that's on social media, you know everything about the person before you met them. Between Tinder and all the other dating services, all of your business is already out there, so they don't necessarily need to try to get to know you. They already know you.
Because you know why? You put all your damn business out there. There's no need for you to put your business out there. Social media is just a gathering place, you know, to connect with lost families, to connect with family members, connect with friends. But then after, people put their whole damn business all over. Things that people don't need to know, you're putting it out there. I'm like, man, oh, man, oh, man. And the
true, but that's
society
today. That's the way things are
that's
today.
It.
There's nothing we could do about that.
No,
look at your President Trump. He put everything on Twitter now. Because
he's a media whore. All he does is tweet all the time. I mean, damn, you must have a lot of times on your hands to be tweeting all the time. And, I mean,
he's actually just following the trends. He's following the trend. That's the trend.
But I'm sorry, but see how that trend is, technically speaking, working out in his favor. You know that everybody's on social media. But let's be honest, back before Donald Trump took over social media, Twitter was like a dying breed. Donald Trump brought Twitter back, and everybody's talking on Twitter.
We were actually talking about how Twitter wasn't making any money. Remember there was that whole discussion about it wasn't making any money? How can we monetize it?
Everybody, excuse me, everybody, pay attention right here. I don't give a fuck about Orange Boy. All right, now, back to basics. Now, here's what we gotta look at. The sad part is that nobody's trying to get to know each other anymore. That's all gone. That's all out the damn window. You have reality TV, and of course, like Big Red said, you have music. These young people these days, they're not trying to get to know each other because you know what? A young guy, I mean, hey, we're all men. You know, we're still young, but okay, as a man, the first thing you think about, like, damn, I wonder what she's packing, or for a girl, you know, oh, I wonder what he has. But then after, the bottom line is this: you're not trying to get to know the person, and that's why disasters in relationships happen because you're not trying to get to know the other person. Now, you go ahead and have sex with a girl, and it's like this. You wake up the next morning like, damn, I can't believe I slept with this chick. And she's looking at you like, damn, I can't believe I slept with him. What the hell was I thinking? Do I know you? You know, these days, that's what's going on now.
That's why you have alcohol and weed involved to help lose things, and that's how some things happen. But talk about social media and talk about relationships. Mm-hmm. Guys, when you're dating someone, and we all have our mutual friends and everything, And right. let's say you go through a bad breakup. Do you still keep your friends? Do you still keep your mutual friends of your exes on social media? Or you try to break things off? We see it just done many times.
Well, mutual friends among mutual friends of the exes?
Yes. Oh, no. Like, let's say you were dating someone and we are both, I'm friends with both of you guys. Do you cancel me out because you and so-and-so break up?
No, I wouldn't cancel you out. I wouldn't cancel you out.
Yeah, not really.
But,
not really.
No, but some people will use that as a monitor to see what the other person is doing.
I don't care what the other person
is
doing.
Oh, right, I get you with that,
you know now I understand. Now I understand. You know what? I would ask, please do not put me in anything because I don't want this person to see what I'm doing. And I really don't want to see or care about this person.
Well, how about just customize block the person? Just customize block them from all the posts.
Yeah, just block the person.
You can
That's
do
it.
That. Facebook has that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I've done it. Block the person. That's it. It's done and over.
Right. You can do that. Exactly. Absolutely.
I was
because people, you know, you got a lot of spies going on out there.
Oh, yeah,
and it's just
because,
like,
you know
yeah.
yeah,
but it's as much as you put out there, you'll have spies. As much as you feel like putting out there. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, you got a lot of spies and a lot of haters out there because, you know what? Especially when it's a bad breakup and the ex is looking like, oh, I want to see what he's doing. I want to see what she's doing. And, you know, you're sitting there spying and you see pictures. You're like, what the hell? Why can't
I guess it's the equivalent of finding somebody's diary and looking through it or something, you know?
But once again, one thing people don't realize, pictures could be deceiving. Just because the high rise having a great time at the bar doesn't mean the high rise happy right now, you know? It's just pictures.
No,
people
but
like
hot rise, you may
so
say that.
Like to put up,
You may say that, but you know what? You don't know what the other person's thinking. The other person's like, damn, I can't believe it. He really moved on.
If people want to base their life on social media lives, like, you know what, I see Big Red's having a great time, Lady T's having a great time, I'm not having a great time, that's not Lady T or Big Red's fault. That's your fault. You should not be comparing your life to other
people's
lives.
But it goes back, Hot Rod, to the old saying, like, a picture is like a million words or something like that, whatever that saying is.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, you have to remember, a lot of people live vicariously through others,
yes,
whether it's good or bad,
especially
depending
on
the breakup.
Right, especially on social media, you know, especially with social media. Like, once again, you know, it's sad that we have to keep going to that, but once again, this is the world that we're living in now. It's everybody looks at, like I said, they look on your page and, you know, they just, like, they think, he's doing something more. And that person may not even, it's like the most minute thing, and they just think that you living your best life. You don't won the lottery, and you got lions and tigers and elephants and giraffes in your house. You know, they think everything under the sun, okay, and sometimes it's not like that. People, you know, a person could be just a happy person in that, but some people don't want to see you happy. It's just that may be going through something. You don't know if they're going do something, but because you just see them on social media smiling or they going somewhere to do something, that doesn't mean that their life is better than yours.
Right, why still have them, those haters, why still have them on your page then? To continue to show them? Still continue reason to hate you?
Because some people on social media, they have to feel that their lives are better than the person that they have broken up with. And if it makes them feel better, they have to see, well, I'm feeling horrible, but she looks like she's doing really, really bad. So I feel better about myself. It's like that Jerry Springer effect. You can always feel bad until you see somebody doing much worse. And once you see, at least in your mind, you see that, oh, wow, this person's down on their luck. Oh, they just they lost their apartment. Oh, they just lost their car, et cetera. It's something that makes that person feel much better about themselves, then they can transfer that from what they see on that person's page to themselves to make them feel better. And humans do that all the time.
Yes, they do. And I want to add something else too, you know. The problem is this, is that a lot of people, they use social media to get revenge on an ex, especially if they still have the ex on their page. They will show off and say, oh, look at what I'm doing. see, I'm doing better without you. I'm doing better. I'm like, it's like you're pouring salt on a wound, especially when you're the one who broke the other person's heart. That's not cool at all. I mean, if
they may have too much time on their hands.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to be doing that. It's not like you've been through this before, something like that.
No, I've seen it happen.
I'm sorry.
I've seen it happen many times because they're always, oh, but I have to show them. I'm like, no, you don't have to show the other person that, because you know what?
Right.
That other person's going to be like, damn, that you must have a lot of time on your hands. That means that person's going to look at you and say, damn, you ain't got no damn life that you sit there. What, I'm on your mind so much? What the hell are you doing?
I got two more topics. The first one, in Texas, they talk about of course, abortion has always been a big issue in this country for a very long time, whether you're against it or for it. But Texas wanted to bring the death penalty on an abortion bill. Basically, if a woman gets caught having an abortion and stand on trial, she would get the death penalty. Now, ladies, mothers, yes.
Hmm.
What do you think about that, ladies? Basically, a life. If you take a life away, they will take your life.
Wow. So they're going to take. You'll take my life if I take the child's life.
Exactly. Yes.
I can't. That's like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Because
is that an example of basically taking a woman's rights away? That's like the last straw.
Yeah, basically that is, like, once again, you know, topics like that or things like that are very, very sensitive. And once again, if it's my body, if it's depending on the situation, once again, if I'm not ready, if it's a rape situation, or, you know, if it's something like that, it's like, you know, you're going to take my life because I'm taking a, you know, I'm doing something that I need to do for myself, for my own sanity. And like I said, let me deal with the repercussions on my own.
You also have to deal with that. You have to remember, in a lot of these places, especially along the Bible Belt, certain spots down south and other areas in the middle of the country, in the Midwest, where they believe that religion should guide how you govern. You're going to look at these kinds of things, and if it's against it, quote unquote, in the Bible, or if that's against their religious belief, they're going to try to prosecute you based on that belief. And this is now. This is one of those topics that it always comes down to the right of a human versus the right of somebody's religion. And those are the reasons why a lot of these topics don't end up the way they are. And I think that if you're looking at how females are looked at now, if they have the right to actually decide for their own bodies what they can do, forget about if it's a rape, forget about if it's going to cause harm to the person that's trying to carry the child to term. Those aren't even the issues that these people that are trying to sign up for this death penalty thing are thinking about. They don't care about that. All they care about is, as far as I'm concerned, my God says abortion is evil, so if you don't like what I say, the law will back me up based on what I believe, and you will not have that right. And that's part of the problem. That's why you see all of this stuff that's been going on with the Planned Parenthood stuff that was going on years ago and all these other things to try to get rid of women's rights to their own decision to be able to make that decision for themselves.
Lady T, anything
that's
like that at all?
I'm just listening. A lot of times when women do have abortions, it's not just because, oh, I don't want the baby. It could be unsafe for them to have the baby, certain things like preeclampsia. Now, with Sean Black saying, you know, these states are very religious, a lot of these states also hung kids and stuff like that. So give me a break with all of that. You know, we don't believe in abortion, but you believe in lynching. Oh, okay.
Right, exactly. Absolutely.
You're right about that.
Absolutely.
Pick and choose your evilness. And it's funny that I know I'm wrong to say this, that big fight that happened at the church in Paris or the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was talking about it in the news. People were posting like, oh, so they burned the house or the pedophiles, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Go
mm-hmm. Or even more so, I'm going to bring up another topic. Based on that same thing that we just talked about, I had a discussion with a friend of mine, how on all of the networks in the United States, since this is our show goes worldwide, the church burning Paris at Notre Dame was on for literally 90 minutes of coverage. Not one black church that had ever been burned down that has historically been around for 200 years, 150 years.
What happened in
None
Louisiana.
Of that coverage was put on the news at all when things
no,
like that
wasn't.
Have happened.
I disagree. It was on the news for 5 minutes, okay? Get it together.
Yeah, it was.
It was on the news for at least 5 minutes.
Let me just say this.
5 minutes as opposed
it was,
to 90.
It barely made the news.
I stand corrected.
Okay, thank you.
It barely made the news because you know what it is? It's like they never hardly showed it. They only showed it for, you know, a quick second. And after that, then I had to read about it on a website. I was like, damn, man, they really burned this church down. And come to find out, it was the sheriff's son that did it.
Well, okay, since we're on the topic of religion, to our last topic, this is a little bit closer to home. The reason why I'm bringing this up because I like to question. I don't attack people religious beliefs or your culture.
Mm-hmm.
This is not no attack. It's, you believe what you want to believe. Well, I always have questions. In Brooklyn, there's a big, huge measles outbreak. Yes, I say measles. Especially in the Orthodox Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
Where, quote, unquote, some Jewish people went back home to Israel, came back with the measles, and spreading out as crazy. They refuse to get vaccinated because against their religious belief. Now, as parents, uncles, godfathers, when you hear there's a measles outbreak in schools now, don't you have questions like, okay, yes, you may not believe in vaccines and everything, but this is a big danger, a big risk towards your child's life. Now, what do you want to pick? Do you rather pick your religious belief, or do you rather pick something that will could save your child's life?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
It is.
It's hard, yeah. See, everybody's stumbling on this. Like, okay. But, like I told Sean Black, yes, it's an Orthodox Jewish community, but it came from Israel. But guarantee it was a Mexican or a Spanish person or a black person, Jamaican, Asian, that went back home and came back here with the same problem. Then, Sean, you will get your 90-minute news coverage about that.
We talked
about that ad nauseum, that particular topic. That's what a lot of people would look at in the sense that we've heard of people having chickenpox parties where they bring their children to one of the neighborhood kids has a chicken pox. The other kids don't have the chicken pox. And instead of getting a vaccine, all of the kids get the chicken pox at the same time. They get sick for a couple days or a week. Chicken pox goes away. They never have to worry about getting the chicken pox again. I guess the same thing applies for the measles. In a lot of instances, they're doing the same thing with the measles. That is dangerous because the measles can actually lead to death. And what we have now is we have a lot of people that, like you said before, in the Jewish community, they go over to Israel and are around people that have had the measles, either unwillingly, knowingly, whatever is the case, and come back to the United States and bring the measles back with them or are infected and don't know about it. The health risk is people with a compromised immune system, children that are too young to get them at the vaccine, people that haven't had the vaccine yet for whatever the case are at risk. If you're bringing children or adults around people that are not vaccinated, the elderly, whatever is the case, and somebody is getting sick or somebody potentially dies, then you're going to have a huge epidemic involved. And this is what's been happening. I mean, this disease was pretty much eradicated almost like 10 years ago. It was almost eradicated. You don't hear about people getting measles anymore.
I don't even hear people getting chickenpox either.
Exactly.
No, because that was the vaccine for.
And there you have this falsehood a lot of people have with vaccines. I have another friend of mine. He's like, I don't believe in a lot of these vaccine stuff. It's the government is trying to poison you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, maybe that's the reason why you don't have rubella and polio and chickenpox and whooping cough and all these other things, because the vaccines that you were inoculated with actually work. Now, do some people have allergic reaction to maybe some of the ingredients that are within some of the vaccines? Yes. Everybody, there's 7 billion people on the planet. You're bound to be allergic to something. But in
general, I would
rather have the vaccine and be inoculated against something than get sick and die from something that I didn't get protected from.
Yep.
But Lady T, do you think the government, the mayor was right to take action and fine the parents if they will get the kids vaccinated?
What is it, $1,000 for the fine, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have certain cases where certain vaccines have been proven to cause certain things. So I don't know. I think people need to start doing research before you just start thinking
that the
government is helping us out. Mm-hmm. They want us to get the flu vaccine. Oh, it's not going to cause autism. It causes a lot of things aside from autism and neurological issues. So you may want to do some research first, but I don't want to say too much.
No, you don't have to say too much, but I agree.
I ain't messing with nothing. They want to shoot me with free. I don't want none of that. I don't want that. No, I mean, they talking about, the flu is free. I don't want that.
Shoot.
Not there.
I'm not a big fan of vaccines because, like Lady T said, you should do your research. But there has been a lot of reaction, but at the same time, I'm not a big fan of medicine. I know, go figure. I'm a big fan of drinking, but not medicine. Because we are just guinea pigs to these medicine factories. That's all we are. Mm. I believe in natural cures. I believe there's a cure for diabetes, AIDS, and all that stuff. When you speak about that, you get killed. Go figure.
Absolutely.
But overall, what should be done about this outbreak? Should we take more action about this? It's just because it's Jewish people, they be a little bit too easy on them. But like I said, it was us. I guarantee they will probably put us in a camp somewhere and just lock us in.
But guys, are they being too easy on them, or are the Jewish people, they may be being smart and have their lawyers on this with them because they have that funding to do so and so forth? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So is it really that it's because of that, or is it because they know what they're talking about possibly? Why they're not getting their kids vaccinated so quickly, or they may be getting their kids vaccinated in moderation?
I think some of the media is trying to steer away from the media has usually become our whipping boys for racial tornadoes. We bring up some kind of racial stuff, something that happens racially, they stir up the pot and make something happen. In this instance, the media wants to go in that direction because they don't know what the backlash would be. So I think that maybe they're not going at that angle of it because of that reason. Whereas we can look at this, the statistics all around, and as we stated before, the person that's the president will stir the racial pot whenever it suits him. Mm-hmm. So why is it that a lot of instances in the media isn't looking at it in certain other instances? And for, well, maybe this is being talked about because of, whereas the other subject isn't being talked about in a way that maybe most people would expect to it be explained. So maybe that has something to do with it.
You guys don't think that some of the Mexicans that's in those camps have measles right now?
They probably do.
I believe they carry something, but not measles. Because they probably are lack of medicine right now themselves. But who knows what they're going through right now? And we may never know.
And that's the problem. Like I said, the media is only covering certain things to the satisfaction that we would need to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, like you said, we don't know what's going on in like these sanctuary cities or where they're holding people coming from other countries. We don't know if they're being inoculated for certain diseases before. We don't know what's going on.
Right, we won't ever know.
Exactly.
But I just find that crazy that how, like, there's an outbreak going on, and we're just being calm about this, you know? Like, this involves our children overall.
Oh, I'm not calm at all. Yeah. I don't have any children. This is, to me, this is, it's frustrating to see this kind of thing going on, because there are a lot of children that are going to get sick because other people, whether it's because of religious beliefs or just ignorance to what certain vaccines will do, are not inoculating their children, and those children are going to end up paying the price for this stuff. I hope and pray that I don't hear about some child died in some school at a kindergarten somewhere because somebody got a measles infection and it spread and they weren't able to do something because
but
of an underlying condition.
That do happen, when that do happen, I guarantee you, all hell will break loose in New York City. A child dies.
Oh, hell yeah. It's gonna happen.
Well, yeah, because that's just like when it was something that broke out like maybe a couple of months back, or I don't know if it was Ebola or something. I don't know what it was. But
Ebola, yeah.
You know,
E-coli.
I think
it was something
E. coli. Yeah, it was something E. coli and all that. It's like, yeah, and you know, just like Hot Rod said, it's gonna be panic. But you know what? Once again, this is what the powers that be want. This is what they want. They want panic. They always want to start panic and all this stuff within the United States. There's always something like that because this way they can have a reason to do something. Like it's like something. Okay, we're gonna spread a panic. So this way we could put this in place and put that
in place.
Remember when
they were talking about the avian bird flu? We heard about that for about three months, and then it just completely disappeared.
Yeah, I remember
what
that.
Happened to the avian flu? What happened to
all that exactly.
Stuff?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And legionnaires and all that. Every time you turn around, it's something. And then next thing you know, they're putting all this stuff in place. And it's like, just like you said, when you look, you don't hear about it no more. So we're like, what
usually
the hell is that
a reflection
about?
For something else that's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In other words, this summer, what are we going to look forward to? What diseases will come up in the air right
now? Yeah, right. This summer, yeah, exactly. Always
remember
something.
Remember back then when we had the blue blow pops, the blue raspberry, they said it gave you cancer, so everybody stopped buying the blue blow pops back then when we was kids. Do anyone remember those?
Yeah, I remember those.
I think I remember.
Yeah, it was the blue raspberry blow pop. And, it's, you know, of course, kids were talking nonsense, like, it will give you cancer. So everybody stopped buying, right?
Oh, that's almost like what they were talking about, Tropical Fantasy, soda. They were talking about it was going to make you sterile because the Klan was making poisonous soda to make black people sterile or whatever craziness they were coming up with.
They were coming up with that damn thing.
No, but stories like that, when it doesn't make people panic, a panic does work.
Yes, it does.
You know, so this measles thing, they keep talking about it on the news in New York, and what it made panic. And now you're like, and you know what, before we go, what happened? There was a bus driver that refused to pick up a Jewish person at Red Hook and call him the measles.
I mean, this is what comes from this stuff. This is exactly what comes from this stuff. It's really sad.
He refused to pick him up on a bus driver. He refused to pick him up when he was Jewish and called him the measles. Go figure. And that's what panic does.
Unbelievable.
This is the world we live in.
Yes. With a minute left, I'm sure Sean Black has something to say, so go ahead, Sean Black.
No, I will let you say what you have to say. This is your show. You go right on ahead.
Well, this weekend is very religious. Make sure on Good Friday, ladies and gentlemen, you eat all the hamburgers, all the meat, all the chicken that you want. Wait a minute. You're supposed to be eating meat on Good Friday. Oh, well, I don't care.
That's not going to stop you from drinking, though, that's for sure.
Hell no, please. I'm going to hell anyway. But, Sean Black,
the running joke is if the hot rod stepped into a church, he'd burst into flames. So we know.
Of course.
My God.
So guys,
y'all stupid.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man.
So, happy Easter to you and yours.
Happy
enjoy
Easter.
Yourself.
Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter, y'all.
And enjoy your cream eggs.
Really?
Enjoy your peeps, the peeps, those peep chickens.
Oh, God, no.
I love those. Only the yellow ones. Only the yellow and white ones.
No. Oh, no. I can't deal with them things.
Poison.
That's like eating candy corn.
No,
that's like having a measles. Okay?
No,
it's like having a
measles. They eat peeps. If I have measles, they eat the peeps. Good night, everyone.
Oh, damn.
Good night.